It's 10 o'clock Monday morning Mountain Time, and it's time for Tom and Shane Business and Politics. Tom and Shane on the air, of course, every Tuesday and Thursday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. And don't forget to subscribe, ring the notification bell, like us. And today we're going to talk about a hodgepodge of stuff. So, Shane, take it away.
Well, I thought that with everything that everyone has watched in the last several weeks about Idaho, I don't want to talk about Idaho, but what I thought we might just do a review is about the FBI. We all know the size of the FBI. Everybody has. We've talked about it for a long time. And, you know, it's a very significant part of the U.S. government and the intelligence. They have a $10 billion annual budget. And, you know, on this December 10th omnibus budget that they put through, you know, they put through funding for a new FBI building, saying it would be cost $400 million. But the J. Edgar Hoover building, they only built it in 1975, solid cement, you know, 2.8 million square feet. And the amazing thing was it was supposed to cost $60 million. It ended up $126 million. That'd be like $700 million today. So any $400 million building that they're proposing will end up over $1 billion. And the other reason for it is they want to get out of Washington. They want to build it somewhere in Alexandria, Virginia, and away from Washington.
CIA, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Langley and your other intelligence agencies for the most part are outside of Washington, and it's one of these things because the FBI has a field office, you know, in Western Virginia, where they train and and operate their training mm-hmm. facilities for everyone. That's probably where they want to go. But it just seems to me a lot of wasted money because it's a huge building. I don't think they'd be wrong in renaming it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
they may want to pass a little bit.
I was going to say with his past.
Yeah. So anyway, because of what Americans have watched about their government in the last 2 weeks, and then of course this thing in Idaho, I thought I'd just skim over the real interest of where the FBI stands today with regards to serial killing. And, mm-hmm. you know, serial killing is defined as someone who kills more than people. So it's not a major definition, certainly by the terms of the FBI. Even if you look it up in the dictionary, I mean, it talks about often with no apparent motive and typical following, but that's not true. Serial killers clearly had a motive, and the interesting aspect about this is that if you go to the FBI website, you'll see that there's open files at the FBI for 25 to 28 serial killers roaming the U.S. right now as we speak. Mm-hmm. So my feeling is this incident in Idaho will probably lead to at the FBI to other killings, and that this won't be or will not have been their first. Very often the person behind this type of issue, they're very intelligent people. They may walk out saying, oh, it's my parents, but now they found like the knife in the home in the basement with the mother's DNA on it, so the mother and father have been arrested, which leads you to the possibility that the entire family might be involved in serial killing. And, you know, he went to university to get a degree in it to figure out how he has to protect himself. So those were the one things that I thought was of importance. You know, people think that the FBI serial killers are people they know, but, you know, Samuel Little is the biggest serial killer in the history of the U.S., 93 people. Over 35 years. Mm-hmm. He was arrested 26 times in 11 states over the span of 9 years. And, you know, and it took him till, you know, last year to catch the guy. So, I mean, these people are not simple, they're not stupid, you know, that they, of course, they're deranged, but not in the conscious of survival. That's where it came from, and It's one of those tragedies that we all read about. I mean, you know, the London killings that we've seen in the past, and basically around the world. So it's not just an identified issue in America.
Yeah. We got some questions for you, Shane. What's wrong with the Pentagon? Why not house them over there? Well, that's a good place for them. And why can't they use a military facility for training? And why do we need so many agents? So,
well, of course, they have to justify their
existence.
You know,
right?
Yeah, their existence and $9 billion.
Yeah.
But it's a sad reality. The National Security Agency, you know, they have a huge budget, and you know, they have their computer storage, I think, in Utah or Nevada. I mean, tens of billions of dollars in building that, and they also have a site outside of Washington, but their principal offices in the White House, and you know, you have your CIA and you have your Director of Intelligence overlooking all of these. What you're coming to is the reality that you're going to have a similar type church committee that happened back in 1992, I think, or where, you know, Senator Church was given a select committee to look into the same thing that needs to be looked into now, the FBI and these other agencies. And the staggering reality is that in 2017, you know, the investigative power of the House was a budget was about $200 million, in the Senate about $180 million, and today, you know, it's well over a billion in both. And that tells you that the Democrats figured out a way to increase your government in oversight, and they had a great story to pursue, which is Trump. So, you know, your government spent over $1.5 billion in the last 8 years to investigate the Trump's family and Trump. But it's all the people that they hired, all the investigators and lawyers, and all Democrats, all. But it's the same at the FBI, apparently. And this is why, you know, this opportunity the Republicans have for the next 2 years in the House is oversight. And it's not just the purse, but it's oversight and trying to get underneath the fingernails of all these nasty players.
Yeah. A couple things we should clarify. One, the FBI has no arrest ability. They have to get local law enforcement when they make arrests. They have no arrest powers. Secondly, the CIA is not allowed to operate within the borders of the United States, and the FBI is not allowed to operate outside the borders of the United States.
So, but they do. I mean, if you look at...
I know they do.
I know they do.
They're not supposed to. They're not allowed to. So, but they do.
I mean, last alone, they spent over $700 million being invited by other governments to investigate other incidents in other countries. So it's sort of like the... You know, the Ukraine thing. Well, we'll buy your equipment, but you know, we'll just fund the Pentagon to give you stuff. It's one of these situations that you find is really it's a regrettable reality that you're faced with, because it's a group of people, particularly in the case of Nancy Pelosi, who basically has been a dictator for what, 4 years, 6 years, to steamroll anything that she wants to fund. And you saw yesterday, the Republicans are on it. They, you know, they approved the changes to the Rules Committee, and they abolished those IRS investigators. And so we'll see where all this goes as the weeks and months progress. But the big deal is going to be investigating one reality, and that's your services of intelligence in your country.
Yeah. Yeah, I was trying to think back. I remember, I guess, the first serial killing that I really read about was the Clutter family in Kansas.
That's right.
Charles Starkweather. The interesting thing about that, Shane, was they captured him in June, and by Christmas, he was gone. All appeals over. You know, he didn't spend 15 years on death row. He was gone immediately. And then Richard Speck, we live just 60 miles from St. Louis. He killed 8 student nurses. And And he became a very interesting guy in prison. He took hormones, grew breasts.
Yes.
He was the female of the of the cell block, I guess, that
Apparently, yeah.
everybody used. So, but and Netflix did a fictional series on how FBI started going after serial killers, and that was kind of interesting because what made it really interesting is they found people who looked almost identical to the actual serial killers to portray them in the piece.
Yeah, that was
So it was,
incredible.
yeah, so it was really quite a quite a deal.
Well, it's a horrific one. I mean, the one in Russia was horrific.
Oh yeah.
That we watched for years. It did. I mean, that's in a communist country where they have total
Yeah.
control, and he, ended up being a teacher or a doctor or whatever it was. I can't remember, but
Yeah, I don't either.
killing young men and getting away with it, and right across the country. I mean, he was traveling everywhere and doing it.
Yeah.
So it's one of these typical things of the 20th century and 21st century that we are faced with. The interesting aspect about it, and the reason I thought it would be an interesting topic, is the access we have to information to learn about it. I was somewhat hesitant to be honest with you about looking it up because, God forbid, someone looks at my computer. Oh, he wants to read about serial killers. Oh my God,
Well, they only have to watch our broadcast and know that you're a person of interest in a whole bunch of
Oh yeah,
territories.
oh, thank you. I appreciate that, Eli. Yeah. Oh, listen, as a side note, just because the numbers just came in for October, so your debt is getting worse, in that fewer people are buying it. And the global holding of your debt now is at 7.1 trillion, down from 7.9 in the last 6 months. Countries are reducing their position of U.S. debt. And that's not a good sign because we're right back to what we've been talking about since last May. And the auctions today did not go well. Less than a third of what they offered on all their treasury debt instruments today were taken down. And a couple of them were taken down by the Federal Reserve, actually, because the interest on them, we're at 4%. I mean, that's coming out of the gate, not even with the market valuating it.
Yeah, I was going to say, who would not buy that? But, that and inflation is making it tough for serial killers.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Ammunition's more, guns are more, knives are more, machetes are more, the rope, explosives, everything is a higher price for these serial killers.
It truly is, and it's a it's it's interesting too because I'll just make this one observation. One of the consistent aspects of serial killers is they don't leave their own country, particularly those that don't use a gun. They use some type of weapon like a knife or a machete, as you say, which is easily bought anywhere in the world, right? But it's interesting because, again, they're not foolish or stupid people, and going somewhere else, like to another country, makes it more difficult for them to,
Yeah,
pursue
the
this.
escape routes,
Yeah.
knowing the community, all of those things. I think a lot of it goes into it. And the difficult thing is that in many cases, well, in most cases, I guess, the victims are random, so there's no connection that you can put between the victim and the killer. Ted Bundy, perfect example, traveled several states, doing his work.
And by the way, I got a comment to Bruce. I love your comment about Robert Kennedy and Hoover. We know the history of Hoover in what we're talking about, so thank you, Bruce. But I think you're right. When he asked Hoover why he needs so much money, Hoover looked at him and said, to keep an eye on your brother. Because we know famously that Hoover was gay, lived with a man. And he had this apparent safe that was the scare of all of Washington. And within an hour of his death, the FBI and other agency where ghosts were at his home, and the safe was open and empty. So you talk about the mystery around things of Robert Kennedy's death or his brother's, mm-hmm. and you know, no one's ever really solved that problem. Like, where did all that stuff go? They made a movie about it. Remember the film in the park bench?
Yeah.
But
he was a really interesting guy because he was one of these guys you can't get rid of. You know, I mean,
he couldn't. He blackmailed everyone. Yeah.
Yeah. Any of the presidents could have fired him at will, but they all felt he had this dossier on every one of them, and would make it public if because politicians back in the day when there wasn't 24/7
that's right
social media and paparazzi everywhere, JFK was notorious for womanizing. Eisenhower had a mistress, so did FDR, and I mean it goes all the way back to where the press used to protect these people. And They still do. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right about that. So
they do. Yeah.
So yeah. So the FBI has always been kind of suspect. I think all the way back to Watergate. In their investigations, the Warren Commission. We don't have to go into that, but everybody.
No, but these are all aspects. Yeah. You know, the Pentagon. You know, the Pentagon Papers. Mm-hmm. You know, they went after that, and then it was, went all the way to the Supreme Court to be protected of free speech.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of these things that you realize that you're in a republic, and it may cost money, but there are people out there with the money that'll take these these arguments to the Supreme Court, even if it's 4 to 7 years and $25 million.
Yeah. Yeah, they certainly will. Well, now we're finding out the FBI talked to these social media during the Hunter Biden thing and the elections and COVID and everything else that's going on, that the FBI was telling social media what they could post and not post.
Well, that's right. But the difference is that the FBI didn't say anything about it. The head of the FBI during the Clinton-Trump campaign had to go on TV and say, Hillary, we're not charging. There's nothing here to really charge her for. And that just created a bigger doubt in people's mind. It really did.
Yeah.
I think that was one of the things that made a difference in the election.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be it. Nobody's probably going to deny funds for a new building because the power of the FBI. If you don't give us the funds, we'll tell the whole world what the hell you're doing.
Yeah, that's you're right back to the same situation that needs to be.
Yeah,
needs to be dealt with.
If they want a new building, they can have one bigger than Apple. It'll work out fine for them.
Well, it's always the same in government. You know, you ask, and you know why. You know they're going to do it because they asked for $400 million and they got it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And,
sure.
Well, there I go. You know that by the time it's done, it'll be $1.2-1.3 billion. It will.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
That's what it'll cost. Probably, by the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and we just passed a 1.7 or 9 or 6 trillion dollar omnibus bill, whatever you whichever figure you want to use. It's a lot of money.
And,
so I don't know if any FBI money was in there or not, or whatever. So
400 million.
At least so. I think the FBI needs to be reined in a little bit on. If they're starting to censor stuff with social media or anywhere else, newspapers or radio or you name it, whatever the media is, if they're going in there and telling these people under threat, and I would assume it's under threat, so that's not going to work in a country where your First Amendment's free speech.
Well, it's a major part of it, It's a big concern.
Yeah, so.
There you go, buddy.
All right. Sounds good to me. All right.
We did it. Well, it's everything's really cool now because, wow, Americans are learning, and that's an important thing.
Yeah, that's for sure. So, all right, that's going to wrap it up for us today. Thanks, everybody, for watching. We really appreciate that so much, of course. It's very important that we get your feedback and all of that. Also, we want to remind you that we're on the radio every Saturday. You can listen to us anywhere in the world. Nothing to join, no sign up needed, no email, no personal information of any kind. All you do is go to KMMSAM.com and click Listen Now. And if you click the notification bell, you'll always be notified when we're on, no matter what time zone you're in. And Tom and Shane's past shows are all at KMMSAM.com. Click on Tom and Shane's podcast, and you'll be taken right over there to it. So final comments that we've got. Bruce, good show. Thanks, Bruce. Craig says, I'm so tired of right-wing media lies about the FBI. There is no right-wing media that I'm aware of, anyway. They work with Twitter to help clean up their accounts for Russian bots, but Republicans like fake accounts, so that spread misinformation. Jeez. And we've been missing Craig, yeah. So thanks for being here, Craig.
We really
appreciate you coming in here and straightening us all out. Let us know where that right-wing media is so we can go check it out. We don't have any idea where it is. So we'll get to that somewhere down the line. So, all right, that's going to wrap it up for us. Hey, don't forget to subscribe, ring the notification bell, like us, leave a comment. Let us know if you like this kind of program. We'd like to continue it. And if there's topics you want us to talk about, we will research them all the way down to bare metal and get them to you. So, all right, that's going to wrap it up for us. We'll see you on Thursday, 10 a.m. Mountain Time. Thanks for watching. Bye for now.